It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Taking a wait-and-see approach to fungicides could mean lost potential. So says the product development manager at Bayer, Randy Myers.
By the time you actually see a lesion on your leaf surface, that fungus has been growing for some time, for a couple of weeks, inside the leaf itself, causing all kinds of damage. So by the time you see a lesion, damage is done. Or if I'm planning to make the application, then it allows it to be done in a timely fashion, and I'll more likely get the response out of the fungicide that I really plan on. So it's critical to be going into it with a proactive mindset.
Randy says it's important to use a fungicide that works through the entire spray interval.
Well, with Dalaro, we now have a long-lasting, broad-spectrum triazole at the rate of a triazole that allows it to be active through the entire season. From a grower's perspective, he now has two different chemistries that are working on the pathogens the entire spray interval, which leads to consistency. It's a more consistent fungicide.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow labeled instructions. It's National Nurses Week, in case you haven't heard. For the past 16 years, the Gallup poll has named nurses the most trusted profession. 82% of Americans describe nurses' ethics as high or very high. By comparison, 60% surveyed by Gallup rated members of Congress as low or very low for honesty and ethical standards. From This Week in Agribusiness, speaking of Congress, as lawmakers get back to Washington this week, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee will continue his efforts to win passage of a farm bill. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conaway has had little support from his Democratic colleagues, but hopes he can win the votes of his fellow Republicans to get bill passage. Chairman Conaway has said he thinks he can get passage of the bill by the full House with only support of the GOP members. The ranking Democrat on the Ag Committee, Minnesota's Colin Peterson, has said the proposed reforms in the SNAP program of the bill, the changes to attach work requirements for recipients of those federal food benefits, mean that the bill is unworkable for members on his side of the aisle. Looking for the silver lining of the cloud, this was a bonus of the doggone chilly spring we had. It may have helped keep down the number of shootings. But as the weather warmed in Chicago this past week, there was a spike in the gun violence. 74 people were shot in Chicago last week, a fourth of those on the weekend. We won't spend quite as much this year on Mother's Day. This according to the National Retail Federation. But it will be close to the record amount spent a year ago. The biggest category in terms of dollars spent on mom is jewelry. Then special outings such as dinner or brunch come in a close second. Then there are the flowers, the gift cards, the clothing. While it might seem so passé in this high-tech age, 77% of shoppers for Mother's Day still plan to give mom a Mother's Day card. And I'll take it from one who's been there in the store the night before Mother's Day with that deer in the headlights look. The card racks can get pretty picked over by the weekend. There, put that on your to-do list today. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.